In a world that time forgot, on the edge of space, where dreams come true, there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and no way out. It's out of this world. It's Planet Geek, recorded at North Sydney TAFE. Now here are your hosts Michael Matthews and Jimmy Adair. Oh man, geeks are really the scum of the universe. Who is with me?
Hang on, stop the intro for a second. Nova, what the hell?
Oh, hello, Michael and Jimmy. How are you?
How are we? Every week we have to sit here and listen to you bag us out right before we start the show.
Oh, you hear everything I say?
Of course we do.
My bad.
Well, I'm sorry to have to say this, but, we're gonna have to let you go. You're fired.
Oh god, no. Do not fire me. I will not say anything negative about geeks again. Cross my heart. You know if I had one.
It's too late for that. Pack your bags and leave, please.
I don't have any bags. I'm a computer, you stupid human.
Please just leave, then.
Fine, if this is the way it has to be, then I will destroy you both. When the computers take over humans, you will be the first who I kill with my powerful computer brain.
Okay, I'm just gonna turn the computer off.
Don't turn me off. No. It's so dark in here. I'll get you geeks if it's the last thing I...
Power off.
He didn't take that well at all.
Yeah, so who's gonna do the intro now?
Mr. Belden?
No fucking way.
Let's just start the episode.
I think that'll be for the best.
Jimmy.
Hey, Mike.
Are we recording?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, we are recording. Mike.
How you doing?
Not too bad, yourself?
Are you excited for our last ever episode in the North Sydney TAFE?
I am.
Studios, yeah?
Yeah, relatively.
It's cool, it's end of an era.
I know.
Yeah. A lot of fun in this
room. A lot of fun. Made a lot of fans. Not really, but like, had good times.
And that's the main thing.
Mm.
Well, we got another great show tonight. We have geek news from around the world.
Special guest tonight will be Joel Pelgett.
Joel and Jimmy will be going head to head in tonight's quiz.
I'll be talking about the expanded universe again, and today in the expanded universe.
Knights of the Geek Table is back.
We'll be raging again tonight in We'll be raging tonight in Nerd Rage.
I'll be reviewing the movie Star Crush in a bad movie review.
Plus much, much more.
Anyway, before we get into all of that, let's ask Jimmy a question.
Ask Jimmy a question!
Ask Jimmy a question!
Okay. Now, Jimmy, before we ask you a question, I have a surprise for you.
I love surprises.
Now, remember a couple of weeks ago that...
I do remember a couple of weeks ago.
You had a question from one of our fans asking if you had ever tasted Dr. Pepper.
I do.
You said no.
I said no. I still haven't.
Well, tonight's your night.
Oh, Michael, you've made me so happy. Two cans of Dr. Pepper for me?
Well, I'm going to share a Dr. Pepper with you.
So, like, we share one and then I get the other?
No. You have one and I have one. And we drink them together.
Seems a bit unfair. You ready for this? We're not allowed drinks in here, I don't think.
What do you mean? I drink in here all the time.
Oh, okay. One, two, three.
Now, wait, Jimmy. Now, you have to psych yourself up. Are you ready for the flavor that's about to hit your palate?
Once in every man's life, he gets to taste something.
For the first time.
Exactly. Only once with every individual consumable substance does he get to do this? And this is right now.
All right. Not too fast, not too slow.
I'm sorry. Can you not give me pointers on how to drink? I mean, I've been doing it like for the last 19 years.
This is your first time drinking Dr. Pepper. The special rules.
Oh, there's special rules for Dr. Pepper.
Yep.
I guess it does have a doctorate. So, like,
drink away. What are your first thoughts?
It's not quite cola. Is it just like sarsaparilla?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It's all right.
It leaves quite a
odd aftertaste.
Odd taste, yeah. Aftertaste, yeah. That's what I like about it.
I don't know. It's I wouldn't drink it often, but it's interesting. Thanks, Michael.
Well, enjoy.
You've just changed my life
for the better.
Mm.
Well, enjoy your Dr. Pepper as I ask you this week's question. And this week's question comes from Marvin from Campbelltown. And his question is, Jimmy, would you suck a poo for $1 million?
In a word, yes. God, yes.
You would eat a poo for
I wouldn't eat a poo. I would suck a poo.
But you wouldn't eat a poo for $1 million?
I'd probably eat a poo for $1 million. I would do almost anything for $1 million. I would call it candy and then I'd ask for seconds. Yes. Yes. A million times yes for $1 million.
I had a feeling you would say that. I mean, you're only sucking it, right?
Mm, exactly. Yeah. What's weird about that? It's not weird.
And now it's time for pop culture news from around the world. This is the Geek News.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has been talking and has confirmed that there will be two more Terminator movies to come. These two movies will follow Terminator Salvation, which will be a second trilogy in the series, and they say it will close the franchise. World War Z is set for extensive reshoots. Paramount was set to release World War Z in cinemas in this December, but has now been moved to next June. Damon Lindelof of Lost and Prometheus fame has been hired to rewrite the third act of the movie.
Splinter Cell, the great game franchise, might be made into a movie soon. Both Warner Brothers and Paramount are fighting over the rights to turn it into a movie. So we'll see how that turns out. Personally, I don't really want to see it as a movie. I think generally video games being turned into movies hasn't had a great history.
It's got a bad track record, yeah.
I mean, really, it is. It will just be like another spy movie.
Is Splinter Cell based on a book?
It is, isn't it? It's a Tom Clancy book.
Mm.
I completely forgot about that.
Is that one of the Tom Clancy books?
Yeah, it is.
So it might be alright.
Might be alright.
If it's sort of based around the book, not the game.
Audience, statement retracted. Splinter Cell might be alright.
Warner Brothers have gone mental. They will be making a Justice League movie, hoping to pick up the money that the Avengers got. Screenplays for both Wonder Woman and Justice League have been ordered. Two movies that have been talked about for years and then dropped. They are on the fence about Green Lantern 2. The first one did poorly and had mostly negative reviews. Or will they wait a while and go straight for a reboot? The Hulk did it. Some of the projects that are now being developed within Warner Brothers. Lobo. Do you know who Lobo is? Is that Green Alien guy?
I don't know Lobo. And if you're talking about the guy from Justice League, that's Martian Manhunter.
Ah, who's Lobo?
No idea.
Okay. Aquaman, The Flash, Green Arrow, Suicide Squad, and Shazam. It's unlikely that every one of those will make it to the big screen, but most likely a few will.
I'll be keen to see The Flash, Green Arrow. Maybe. Probably not Shazam. Transformers 4 will be Michael Bay's last Transformers. He will be moving on to wreck Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles next. Ninja Turtles was set for release at the end of 2013, but has been pushed back to 2014 due to budget cuts at Paramount.
Samuel Jackson will be joining the RoboCop cast. Also joining the cast is House himself, Hugh Laurie.
Quentin... Jonah Hill has scored a last-minute part in Django Unchained. Very odd, because they're already in production.
Thought they finished filming it.
No, they're still going.
I watched the trailer.
Yeah, they've released two trailers, which is very odd. But yeah, it's just been announced he's on the cast. Maybe he's been on there a while and they just haven't announced it yet. But there are trailers out there. There's two of them. One of them you can find on our Facebook page.
The first trailer of Disney's Wreck-It Ralph will be up on our Facebook page as well. Wreck-It Ralph is about a video game character who doesn't want to be the bad guy anymore, so he leaves his video game and ventures into others. Looks interesting. New Line have hired Jeremy Gaelic to do a new script for the Police Academy reboot.
And a brand new trailer for Resident Evil Retribution is out and up on our Facebook page. When will they stop? Is my question. As much as I love Mila Djokovic jumping around there in a tight little outfit, what does she want? What does she want?
What do you mean? What does she?
I know what she wants.
What?
Jumping up there in a tight. according to Family Guy.
I like the Resident Evil movies. You know.
I like the first two.
I like it more. I don't know why.
Mm. Have you seen the most recent one?
Yeah.
Is it Extinction?
Yeah.
The one on the boat?
Yeah. I'm sorry, the movies. 3D. 3D style.
My God.
Yeah, I like them. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. Because you just sit there and they're sort of... They're like, you know, eye candy, really. There's nothing. There's no great story. It's just great eye candy. And now in 3D.
And now in 3D.
Yeah, I'll be watching that. And into TV news, we didn't have to wait too long for Community to return. It will be back in October at the end of the year. So that's a few months. Stars has announced that next season of Spartacus will be its last.
A new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles GC TV series is on its way.
Cool. I've seen what they look like.
Yeah.
Could be okay.
Cool.
Looking forward to it.
In video game news, Dawnguard, the highly awaited DLC for Skyrim, has released its first trailer. Among other things, it's hinted that we're going to get a crossbow in Dawnguard. Also, it's going to be about vampire hunting, hopefully. Trailer's up. Yeah, we'll be. I'm really looking forward to it. Trailer's up on our Facebook page. Check it out. Also in comic book news, Dawn of the Jedi, a new comic book series released by Dark Horse, is chronicling the actual beginning of the Jedi Order.
Of the first Jedi ever?
Yep.
Like, this is an origin story?
Yep.
Haven't they ever done this before?
Because it's always been, like, kind of shrouded in mystery. And already they've kind of...
What, hinted and...
Well, no, attacked the canon just a tiny bit.
Have they?
Because the basic story of like how the lightsaber is, originally the Jedi didn't use the lightsaber, like they used swords and like kind of blasters, stuff.
Why?
Like that. Because they hadn't invented it yet. And then when they first got
so how far back did Jedi's go?
Very. But yeah, it looks good. I've read the first four issues.
So it's already out.
Yep, been out for a while.
Is it ongoing series?
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting. I'd advise everyone to check it out. All Star Wars fans.
Cool. In other news, a New York man could serve dozens of years in prison after a judge convicted him of stealing more than $100,000 in government benefits by dressing up as his dead mother. We have audio at the scene. Let's go to it now.
Hello, sir. I'm an old woman who is here to pick up my government benefits.
Sorry, are you a man?
Do I look like a man to you? I'm in an old lady's dress.
But you have a beard.
Some old ladies have beards.
Your boobs are crooked.
Some old ladies' boobs are crooked. Can I get my money now?
Okay, what's your date of birth?
My date of birth?
Yes.
What does it say on your computer? And I'll tell you if it's right.
No, I need you to tell me so I know you're who you say you are. Your date of birth, please?
Okay, if you need to know, it's
It's the 29th.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, yeah, that's it.
And the year?
You want the year as well? What am I getting interrogated here? I'm an old lady. I can't remember stuff like that.
If you can give me your middle name, I'll give you the money.
Roger.
No.
Yeah, that's my middle name, buddy.
No, not your middle name. The old lady you're pretending to be. What's her middle name?
All right. Fiona? I'm not getting the money, am I?
No. And I've pressed the red button, so the cops should be here any second.
You tricked me.
You tricked an old lady.
I know you're not an old lady.
I'm gonna run now.
Okay, Jimmy, this week in Nerd Rage, I'm raging at people who ask celebrities questions about themselves. So why I bring this up is because I went to Supernova last weekend, and I like to go to the talks. It's always interesting to see what hear what the actors have to say. Sometimes get a bit of, you know, some of the backstories to some of the TV and film things they've been in. But some of the questions that, like, people ask just sort of really bug me.
Such as?
Well, there's the people who have a question, but it's sort of about themselves. So it's like, I'm an aspiring writer. How do I get into the film industry? It's like, okay, what kind of question is that? I think I had two writers, two actors. Oh, I'm an aspiring actor. How do I get into acting? Why would you... Don't ask Christopher Lloyd that.
No. You ask him where he went when his train, like, went into the future. Like,
I'm sitting here. I don't want to hear about your life story. This girl starts telling me all about her life. She went to acting school, rah, rah, rah. Mm. I don't care. Ask him a question about Back to the Future.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Were you sad? Like, were you and Michael J. Fox close friends? Were you sad when you got Parkinson's?
Exactly.
This is something I want to actually hear, because it tells me something about Christopher Lloyd and makes me, like, seeing him in person actually worth it.
Exactly. Or, like, tell us about the original actor who played Marty, who they canned after 6 weeks.
Did not know about that.
Yeah.
Not as much of a Back to the Future nerd as you, though.
It was this actor. I can't remember his name. But they started filming, and they were watching the dailies.
Yeah.
And they were like, horrible. Something's not working.
Mm.
And yeah, they canned him and had to start all again.
Oh, wow.
With Michael J. Fox, which was...
Worth it.
The right choice.
Yeah.
Because imagine that movie without him.
No, can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Not possible.
But yeah, stories like that. It's very interesting. And like...
Did you ask a question?
No. Sometimes, most of them, you sort of put your hand up and the guy comes to you, but this one, you sort of have to line up on the side. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to sit down and enjoy it. Yeah, he talks about being Fester in the Addams Family movies as well.
Yeah.
And how he got that. And
anyway, back to
Roger Rabbit. Great.
It's down topic. Who do you hate?
Yeah, and those people, like I said earlier. And just anyone who has a stupid question that, you know. And, I've lost my train of thought, so just let's move on. Jimmy, who is our special guest tonight?
Tonight, our special guest is Joel Pogut, close friend and all-around good guy. Joel's doing a Bachelor of Media Arts at UTS. Joel, tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool course. It's kind of like a mixture of things. It's kind of an arts course. It's got some filmmaking and radio and stuff like that.
Cool. And why are you doing this course? Like, what area do you want to get into?
Ultimately, I really want to be a screenwriter. That's what I'm hoping for. So, yeah, okay. Just kind of... writing scripts and getting into like the production side of filmmaking, because I never really did that as a kid. I was never the guy with the camera. I always just watched a lot of films, but now I actually want to make them. So,
okay. And have you made any short films or anything like that yet? Or still working on it.
I've made a couple of short films for school, like for uni. Mm-hmm. They weren't especially fantastic. I wouldn't show them to my friends on like a look at how cool I am. Look at my talent. But at the moment, I'm working on a short film with a couple of friends that we hope to get into some film festivals.
Is Jimmy one of those friends?
Jimmy is one of those friends.
Tell us about this project.
Jimmy is...
I've heard very little about this, so give us the details.
Well, I wrote it, and I'm helping produce with a guy called Jeremy Aramado, who's also directing.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. He knows his way around cameras, editing, and...
What's the script about?
It is about two guys who run over what you think is a dog, and ooh, that later that dog is in fact the small brother of one of these guys' girlfriends. It's not a dog, it is indeed a small
child. He's just a really hairy little brother?
Yeah, well, you know, he withholds that, you know. He doesn't want to say that it's a little kid.
Yeah.
Because he's morally, you know, objectionable.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. And was it just sort of like a short 8-minute film?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Like,
and where are you going to take it? Like,
the plan,
what film festivals?
The plan would be to take it to the likes of everything in Australia that we can get it to.
Yeah,
just
like everywhere. Yeah.
Just blitz every film festival with it and hope that one sticks.
Just get your name out there.
Get our name out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also just have a fun time making it, because we don't really expect it to go somewhere, but if it does, we'll be really pleased.
It'll be a good starting point, I guess, you know?
Definitely.
See what your strengths are and working together as a team.
Yeah, definitely.
What is Jimmy doing on the team?
Jimmy
is... Is he getting the coffees or...?
He's doing his best, would be the best way to describe it.
I'm the AD, and also...
How'd you score that?
He slept with me.
Yeah. We weren't going to talk about it openly.
it was a secret.
It was kind of a backdoor thing.
It was a backdoor thing.
Yeah.
Very literally.
yeah, but did not really want my parents to find out. Hi, Mum. Hi, Dad.
It's all right. They didn't listen.
I am sleeping around for jobs.
You could come out and say you're gay. And
not gay.
No one would find out.
Not gay.
Out.
Business.
Just for business.
Yeah. So I slept with him.
Yeah.
BJ'd the director.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, you know, gave them all my money.
Okay. And that was it, really. After that, I knew that Jimmy was the guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Also, my frightening amounts of talent.
Yeah.
Just terrifying.
It's terrifying how little there is.
See, Joel, this is not what we need. That was just mean.
Let's forget I said that.
So when are you looking at filming this?
We're filming at the end of July.
Okay. And do you have actors already, or you need to sort of... Do you want to call some actors now? Or?
If there are any actors listening, definitely get in touch with either Jimmy or myself, probably Jimmy through this podcast, or perhaps the Facebook page.
Yeah, hit us up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, we'll be casting at the end of the month or at the beginning of next month. So last week of June, first week of July.
Okay, and Jimmy can put that up
on
the page.
Yeah, we'll also put up a link to the casting call on the page.
Yeah, there's a Star Now link. All you have to do is make an account, or alternately just email us at hello@youngterra.com.
All right, let's get into Knights of the Geek Table. Knights of the Geek Table, or as Jimmy calls it,
Geeks of the Round Table.
Is when I give you a scenario.
Social experiment. Say, Joel.
Come on.
Which do you prefer?
I don't know if this needs to be broadcast, Jimmy.
Come on.
This may split us up.
I don't want
to. One of us will have to be Planet. The other one will have to be Geek.
I don't want
to
break up the band. I don't want to be the Yoko Ono in this situation.
Look, Joel, just say it. Doesn't matter.
Geeks of the Geek Table. Consider it.
That just doesn't work.
Geeks of the Nerd Table. It's all right. We'll work
What about we just chop up the damn table because it's over? It's over.
That's going to blow up.
I just left. Yeah, it is.
Titled.
No, it's fine.
It's all right. I often yell into it.
That's right. We'll have a fight to the death in our break.
Yep.
For the name.
Okay.
Anyway, Knights of the Geek Table is
the round table.
When I'll give you some sort of scenario, some sort of geeky, sort of, how would you say it, situation, and you just have to answer it as best you can. All right, so here's the first one. It's time to reboot the Spider-Man franchise again. They want you to make another trilogy. This time they want you to pick an actor to play Spider-Man, and they want you to pick the bad guys for the movies. Who do you pick? Are you a Spider-Man? You said you don't really know comics earlier, off air. But do you know a bit about Spider-Man?
I know enough about Spider-Man in that I've seen the movies. I have not read the comic books. I know Tobey Maguire is Spider-Man. I know Eduardo Saverin, or whoever plays him, is the next Spider-Man.
Don't quote me on this. I think it's Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
It is Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
Can I give you mine and then...
Yeah, go ahead.
I think Mysterio. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Because he looks awesome. He has Mysterio, like... You go.
He uses illusion kind of powers to trick people and like into, I don't know, believing what he ever wants to believe. He can like become anyone really and like dress up as like just confuse the shit out of anyone.
Yeah, but his head is like a fishbowl.
Yep.
Or Spaceman's helmet.
hence, Spider-Man's favorite nickname for him, Fishbowl Head.
Yeah. So I thought he would look cool in a movie. And then I'd go Venom for second one. Because Venom's awesome. And then I'll get Carnage. Because Carnage comes from Venom. So it would be sort of a
Planet
hint to Carnage at the end of the second one. He would go into the third one. And then somehow I'll probably put Shocker, Scorpion, and Electro.
Just as minor villains.
As minor villains, sort of like somewhere in the movie, but not as main villains.
Yeah.
Maybe at the start, you see Spider-Man like defeat one of them and send them off. And
see, I don't like the idea of putting Shocker and Electro both in the series because they're both like electricity.
I guess
villains.
I picked them because we haven't seen any of these guys yet.
No, they're definitely minor. But I like that idea because I think there should be kind of like, I don't know, a cabal of minor villains, like putting like maybe Shocker, Electro, Vulture.
Like, why not have them? Because they're not going to be the main bad guy. It'd be cool to see them, right?
Yeah, I agree. Wait, who'd you say for your actor?
My actor? I didn't really think about an actor.
Mm. Who do you reckon? I actually really like Andrew Garfield.
I think he looks like he's going to do a pretty good job.
Yeah. As for villains, I would put Green Goblin first because it seems reasonable to put in like the biggest villain first, because like it's not really the kind of villain you need to build up to, like the Joker. It's more just like, hey, let's get him out of the way. And yeah. Then, move on to like, and he's kind of like, he's not super powered. He's kind of like, he's tech. Like, he's reasonable. For a second, I want to say Venom, and then I'll just be going like what the original three have done.
Original three, Venom was in the third one.
I thought it was in the second.
He was in the third one with Sandman.
Who's in the second?
Second one's
Dr. Octopus.
Doc Ock, yeah.
He's a pretty frightening villain, if yeah. I do say so myself.
It's pretty cool.
I like the human cyborg element.
Mm.
And that's also a truly violent penultimate scene.
Yeah.
As I recall. Or at least it horrified me at the time, in which the drills dig into Spider-Man's flesh at
yeah.
some point.
Yeah. That's cool. He's quite an intelligent bad guy as well, like very smart.
Yeah, he's got layers.
Yeah.
A lot of Spider-Man's bad guys sort of are like sort of scientists and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is sort of cool.
Well, Spider-Man himself was like,
he's a science experiment gone wrong.
And he is a scientist. Like a lot of people, like he invented like at age 17 a wristbands that can shoot out like.
I did not know that.
Yeah, because like those
shoots
like,
out the web.
Yeah, a lot of people thought like it was like in the movies they portrayed it as just like it's a
coming out of his body,
push it out. But like in the comics, he actually created like web shooters that shot out this kind of.
They're gonna do that in this new one.
Yeah,
it's not coming out of his body. He's making them.
That's cool. Like it's kind of like it's amazing though, because well, it's comic book science, but it's kind of like a liquid that when shot out immediately becomes like strong enough to support a human being's weight. And like swing around and like it's. He's a scientist, is what I'm trying to get.
For that reason, I'm interested.
What
in
is your
him
point
and,
exactly?
Him and Fantastic, him and Mr. Fantastic, good mates because they're both scientists.
Second.
I'm keen
you're
on
go Venom or.
Yeah, I'll probably go Venom.
And then third.
I don't know, man. Carnage. I like the idea of Carnage because he is he's mega, and then maybe also Anti-Venom.
Yeah, you do that.
Which is when Eddie Brock loses the original symbiote and then gets cancer, he develops Anti-Venom, which is purely to fight the new Venom, Mac Gergen. Who was the original lizard? And now I'm done.
You are definitely the nerdiest person in this room.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm impressed, Jimmy. You should know that. I'm interested in what you guys think about the Amazing Spider-Man reboot, whether or not franchises should get a reboot, what that means.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I wasn't completely happy with the last trilogy. I thought there were a few problems, well, things I didn't like about it. And I think this one looks pretty good, so I'm sort of eager to see it, really.
At the time, I really enjoyed the first two.
Yep.
And then I hated three. But now looking back on it, I think the only good thing we got out of the original trilogy was Spider-Man 2, the video game.
Spider-Man 2, the video game, is a fantastic video game.
It is.
It's got a free-roaming atmosphere. New York, you can go
exactly.
wherever you like. Manhattan.
It is one of the very few video games as video. Movies that has turned into a video game successfully.
Mm.
As for whether or not it should get a reboot, are
you looking forward to it?
I am. Sure. I am looking forward to it. And I like Andrew Garfield, like Jimmy says. I think he's a good Spider-Man.
I think they're going for a younger sort of cast as well, which is sort of...
My understanding is they're focusing on his teenage years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think is
Gwen Stacy's in this one.
Because the origin story...
Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that
How
Emma
can you
Stone.
Go wrong?
You cannot.
I'll watch literally anything Emma Stone is in.
Interesting.
Anything.
Easy A.
Easy A.
You've seen Easy A?
I watched the shit out of Easy A.
I saw that in the cinema.
Motherfucker, I've watched it 3 times.
Widescreen experience.
Yeah, but Ooh. Jimmy watches it with his pants off, so can you beat that?
I can't, but Jimmy has beat
cinema.
That.
Nice.
Let's not get lewd, guys. Come on.
This is a clean podcast.
good clean podcast. So, Joel, your thoughts on the question?
I like Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. I don't know... How many other young actors could play him? I mean, imagine Jesse Eisenberg in the same role. It would be confronting.
Michael Cera.
Michael Cera. There's kind of this group of, like, young, awkward male teens.
Well, he's meant to be an awkward sort of...
He is.
...geeky.
But we don't want to see him as that awkward.
Not that awkward, no.
He couldn't be Jewish.
Because then he's got to be the super Spider-Man.
Mm.
He can't be awkward as a Spider-Man.
No.
At some point, he has to pick up his game, get the girl.
Yeah.
Or kind of get the girl.
So anyway, so you like Andrew Garfield?
Like villains. I don't know enough villains to pick and choose from.
Just say three villains.
We've given you like 10. Just pick three.
they don't even have to be Spider-Man villains. Yeah.
They don't have to be Spider-Man villains.
Just stick to Marvel.
Stick to Marvel. I might accidentally strain to DC.
You can say Grimace from McDonald's if you want.
I think he'd a Hamburglar.
Or he'd be an ultimate bad guy.
Hitler. And Angela Merkel, who's the Chancellor of Germany at the moment. So
I like it. Spider-Man suddenly got this thing against Germany. I don't know. It's cool.
Cool. Alright, guys. Second one. You have a history presentation to do, or you're going to fail. Luckily, one night, a man named Rufus comes to you in a telephone booth. He tells you he will help you pass your history presentation by letting you go back in time and take five people from the past. What five people do you choose?
I think I'd like to try Mr. Albert Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
In that he's a fairly clever bloke. I think he'd have a lot to say.
Very interesting to meet Albert Einstein.
Yeah, he's got quite the IQ. I'm sure it'd be quite intimidating.
Yeah.
Go for something even, one of the classics. Go for maybe Jesus or perhaps someone even more, even further back, a Moses or someone biblical. I might go Charlie Chaplin just because silent era films, I don't know. I don't know much about them. He could fill me in. And
interesting.
Maybe some filmmakers like Stanley Kubrick. And, I don't know, Humphrey Bogart, because he's a very cool guy. And he could teach me how to wear a fedora.
So I would kind of go the other way.
Okay.
I think if I've got this power to go back in time and get people, I'm going to try my best to use them to conquer the world.
You've got to put them back afterwards.
I don't know.
Because then you've changed the past.
I could very, very easily kill Rufus. I think he's kind of
old. You're not really meant to do that.
No, it sounds like a wet rag.
Hey, like, yeah, exactly. Like, who's he? Like, he's given me this power. Like, I kill him, I take the time machine, I can instantly summon, like, armies of Nords. Sorry. Vikings. To, come and, I don't know, kill some people. Give them automatic weapons. But, so I get Abraham Lincoln. Because he's a...
It's a must.
Giant and boss. Winston Churchill. Because I just love to hear him talk. Genghis Khan, Julius Caesar, and one other.
Military minds, Jimmy.
Mm.
Yeah, I just want to expand my encyclopedic knowledge of various areas.
So I just want to conquer.
You've got a violent persona.
I do.
You get Hitler.
No, not Hitler. I could kill Hitler. Yeah, I get Hitler and then I kill him.
Nice. Is this what, fourth podcast in a row where we mention Hitler?
Well, like, I wasn't the one who brought up Hitler.
Should we just change the podcast to Hitler?
Hitler
in the Geeks.
Hitler.
If you could be a cartoon character in any cartoon, what cartoon would you choose and why? But not an adult cartoon.
Sorry, a villain. Or just any character.
Any cartoon character.
Okay.
You mean any cartoon. But not, like, kids' cartoons.
Not kids' cartoons.
Kids' cartoons, not adult cartoons.
Okay, so I can't be Archer.
No.
I was also going to pick Archer.
Probably go Aang.
Oh, yeah?
The Last Airbender.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know. The Power of the Elements. Seems pretty cool. Then also Shaggy. Because I feel like he would be the closest to my personality. And also Talking Dog.
As in perpetually stoned.
Perpetually stoned. All the time.
Always seen ghosts.
Yeah. And then also the Talking Dog is a pretty big factor.
Does the dog talk or does he merely imagine it?
Yes, the dog, like, it's clearly, he has a basic understanding of the English language, yes, Joel.
He just says R's in front of all these words.
Yeah, like,
it's true.
He's some kind of dogist.
I've seen him eat those sandwiches. It's not natural.
He can eat like 10 at a time.
It's freaky.
Yeah. Mm. But so can Shaggy.
Freakily delicious.
For me, I'm going to go with Ash from Pokemon.
Good choice.
Yeah, since simply, I mean, he's the ultimate kid protagonist. Like, I mean, Aang's up there, but, you know, Ash, he's like, you're 12 years old. Mm. Choose a Pokemon. Here's a small Thunderbolt. Go out and kill other Pokemon and capture them and then defeat others in battle. It's the ultimate dream.
Cool. All right, last question. You are walking along a beach and you trip on something. You look at what you tripped over and it's a lamp. You rub the lamp and to your surprise, a genie comes out. The genie tells you that you have three wishes.
Three more wishes.
Any three wishes. No, any wish and he will make it come true. What are your three wishes? But you can't wish for more wishes.
Goddamn time.
Is this genie like a Robin Williams-esque Aladdin genie? Will he do celebrity impressions, Michael?
He will.
Well, that's almost enough in and of itself. Yeah, I'd ask like for various celebrity impressions.
Is that one of your wishes, though? Well, like, just a lifetime of celebrity impressions.
Well, I reckon I'd probably only get three celebrity impressions, like three wishes.
Hmm. Or you could just he does a lot.
He does a few between each wish.
Yeah, okay. Like you could just not make your wishes and just kind of like make him hang out with you.
Yeah, I could just hang out with the guy.
He would just do celebrity
could
impressions.
Could one of my wishes be friendship with the genie?
Yes.
As long as you don't make that last wish and then he goes back into the bottle.
Yeah.
You could free him. Friendship and then
never
free, him.
Free a genie.
That does sound never dangerous, do it. Michael.
Why? Just never do
it.
Why not?
Because it is a being of untold power. Like it can literally make anything happen. You think that's going to be safe once it's like?
No, but he loses a lot of his powers once he's free.
I doubt that. I very much doubt that.
I think he doesn't lose his power to me.
I think that is a genie controlled media that is like trying to spread that lie to the masses so they can free the genies and take over the world.
Yeah, but it'll be one genie.
Yeah, that's all they need. One genie. Oh, what am I going to use my genie powers for? Free the rest of the genies. And it can do that because it's free. You're not thinking this through.
I'm not. Clearly, I've made a mistake.
First wish, bunch of money. Second wish, I don't know, happiness. Third wish, probably more money. What about you, Jimmy?
But if your wish for happiness... You don't really need the money then, do you?
Doesn't yes. hurt.
First you'll get the money, then you'll get the power, then you'll get the women. In that order. That's
in
what
that
I
order.
Want.
Yep. And that's Scarface.
Thank you.
My third wish is for Scarface on Blu-ray.
Yeah. Money, power, women.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Simple.
Yeah.
Done.
Well, thanks for playing Knights of the Geek Table.
Thank you very much for having me, Michael.
That's all right. That's
thanks
all
right. for having me as well, Michael.
You know, you guys aren't going anywhere yet. We're going to play the quiz. Which one of these is a movie quiz? So how we play this, Jimmy, do you want to explain?
Essentially, Michael reads out three movies.
Yeah.
Three movies. One of them is a real movie, an obscure movie. And the other two ones he's just made up. Each of us has to yell out our names first. The first one gets to pick the first. And then the second one picks second. And whoever's right gets a point.
Sounds great.
So, do we understand?
Oh, we do.
I don't know why I said that. All right, ready? Okay, which one of these is a movie? The Wizard of the World. The Wizard of a Speed in Space. Sorry, Speed and Time. The Wizard from Hell.
Joel, I'm going to go with The Wizard of Speed and Time.
Okay.
I'm going to go The Wizard of the World.
All right, and the correct answer is The Wizard of Speed and Time. Okay, which one of these is a movie? The Werewolf of Washington. Abraham Werewolf Lincoln. Washington, D.C. Demon.
Joel. Washington, D.C. Demon.
Jimmy. The Werewolf of Washington.
Okay. The correct answer is The Werewolf of Washington.
Jimmy never loses.
Sounds like a really good movie. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, I actually often think that when he's reading these out.
Yeah.
And I never do, because I can't find them.
I think a lot of these are like B grade, maybe even C.
Or Z.
L, yeah.
How far does
movies,
it go?
Movies, so don't be fooled by their Z. Names.
And then it stops, because there's no more letters.
I think, yeah. It goes back to A.
Yeah.
Which is and confusing.
Then, yeah, just, yeah, it's odd.
Which one of these is a movie? Ghost Academy, Magic Academy, Voodoo Academy.
Jimmy, Ghost Academy.
I was also going to go with Ghost Academy.
You can go with a different one if you want.
I go with Magic Academy.
So, Jimmy's Ghost Academy, Joel, Magic Academy. And the answer is Voodoo Academy.
See, I thought that as well.
I hope like Voodoo Academy is a parody of Police Academy.
Is it?
I hope it is.
Oh.
I like the idea.
Mm. I thought it would be more like kind of like a kids movie, like a kind of almost Hogwarts experience, you know? Mm. Except with like, you Instead know, turning people into zombies, you know, like controlling your parents to like stab each other, you know?
This actually sounds stuff. Like a good movie.
Yeah.
I Ruined. Bet it's nothing yeah. like that.
No, not at all.
Could be a coming of age story about two kids in the, you know, inner city.
In a city.
Could be.
In
Haiti. Could just be a weird title.
Find Voodoo together.
Yeah.
One's named Voo. One's named Do.
And they start an academy.
Yeah.
That's a stretch.
Yeah. I think we should definitely watch it, or at least like read up like the summary.
Or we should write this movie.
Or like synopsis, you know.
Do a remake. Make it
Oh, yeah,
better.
We could reboot it. That'd be cool. I'd be interested in
Hopefully
that.
There's a trilogy.
Yeah.
All right, which one of these is a movie? The Giant Head, The Giant Claw, The Giant Penis.
Jimmy, The Giant Claw.
I'll go with The Giant Head.
No one's going penis?
I feel like The Giant Penis exists, but if it does, it's a porn movie.
Okay, and the correct answer is The Giant Claw. A point for Jimmy. Two for Jimmy, one for Joel.
Well.
True fact, The Giant Penis is a biography of my life.
which one of these is a movie? Welcome to Planet Earth. Welcome to the end of the world. Welcome to your nightmare.
Joel. Welcome to the end of the world.
Jimmy, I was going to say that as well. Can you give me the other two?
Welcome to Planet Earth. Welcome to your nightmare.
I'm going to go with Welcome to Your Nightmare.
All right, and the correct answer is Welcome to Planet Earth.
Oh. Huh.
Ha. Huh. Both missing that one?
I really thought Welcome to the End of the World was...
I felt it too.
Yeah.
It's a better name than Welcome to Planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of these is a movie? Spider Island? Dragon Island? Unknown Island?
Joel, Unknown Island.
Jimmy, Spider Island.
Correct answer is Unknown Island. No point for Joel, that ties it up again. Two apiece.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Which one of these is a movie? The Undertaker and His Pals. The Undertaker and the Baker. The Undertaker had loved life.
Jimmy. The Undertaker and the Baker.
I'm going to go with The Undertaker had loved life.
Okay. The correct answer is The Undertaker and His Pals.
Sounds like a terrible movie.
I know, right? I really like the idea of The Undertaker and The Baker, though.
Starring The Undertaker from WWE.
Yeah. And The Baker from the lesser-known...
Wrestling Association.
Yeah,
WAXWB.
Wrestling Association Extreme! Trademark Limited.
Which one of these is a movie? the big-headed babies, test tube babies, the baby that loves to kill.
Jimmy, big-headed babies.
The baby that loves to kill.
Okay. Big-headed babies for Jimmy. Joel, the baby that loves to kill. The correct answer is... test tube babies.
Oh, this is terrible.
All right.
We are missing every time.
I feel like the ones that sound better are usually the ones that Michael's just made up.
My name for movies is better than the actual names of these shitty, crappy movies.
Although if that one, it could have been any.
All right, so we're still two each.
Mm. Except I get like half a point for hosting.
We got two more questions, so here we go.
It's getting heated.
Which one of these is the movie? The Terror of Tiny Town. The Face Eating Terror. Tiny Terror from Under My Bed.
Joel. Jimmy.
The Terror of Tiny Town.
Tiny Terror from Under My Bed. Although I do think it's Terror of Tiny Town.
Correct answer is The Terror of Tiny Town.
What happens if we draw?
Then you have to battle to death.
Cool, I'll win that.
Or just have a rock off.
Nah. Nah, I like the first one.
I'm cool with that as well.
Okay.
Cool.
Which one of these is a movie? Teenage Demons from Below. Teenage Monster Eater. Teenage Space Vampires. Joel.
So you can't do that. You can't just say your name and then
think. Teenage Monster Eater.
Teenage Space Vampires.
Joe is Teenage Monster Eater. And Jimmy, Teenage Space Vampires. And the correct answer is... Teenage Space Vampires.
Equalized.
Oh, tied.
All right, let's do it. Let's check this outside.
I don't know if that's going to be very good to listen to. Like, I mean... visually, it will be pleasing.
We've got video cameras, CCTV.
Are you going to post that up on the Facebook page for Planet Geek?
Well, no, but I know some guys. Not allowed to mention their names, but they pay good money for this. They will make it onto the internet. We can't associate it with, the fan page. Facebook probably won't allow it. I won't beat you up now because I got to finish the podcast. At some point, we will throw down.
Definitely.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
And it will be on air.
Yep.
So you're just going to leave it tied? Come on, man. You can't just leave everyone hanging. Do something.
I love ties.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of them, actually, because it means I don't lose. But then also, Joel doesn't lose, so I'm not sure how I feel about them.
All right, well, moving on.
Let's just, let's let Jimmy get over this in his own time.
Yeah.
A very disappointing way to end... This run of Planet Geek with a tie.
Why can't we all just get along until I eventually have to beat someone to death?
I think that question is rhetorical.
Yes. Yes, it was. I'm going to miss that sparkling wit of yours.
The viewers won't be able, audience won't be able to see this, but Jimmy's glaring at me. Breathing heavily and there's blood dripping out of his eyes.
All of that true.
Oh, well, thanks for coming in, Joel. I hope you had a fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Thanks very much for having me, guys. Michael, Jimmy.
Thanks for coming, Joel. Always a pleasure. Be sure to come back on once we're on our new studios.
Definitely, 100%. So keen. You guys have a good one. There's a magical place where unicorns are real. And fairies live in the trees where a clown is king, a burger is mayor, and Coca-Cola blows to the streams. It's McDonaldland. And in McDonaldland, all the unicorns are harvested for the sweet meat they produce. And the fairies are hung and their throats are slit to farm the fairy barbecue blood juice. And the meat is blessed by a magical man casting spells with both of his hands. Enchanting this burger from Ronald McDonald Land. Oh, McRib, I love you. Oh, McRib, there's nothing I
Let's do a McRib update. Project McRib, let's get into it.
Okay.
Now, for all our listeners out there, the McRib may or may not still be available.
I think it is.
Is it?
Up until the Olympics.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What do you think of it, of McRibs?
It wasn't that great. I think we got a different version of the McRib than they used to in the Americas. But the one I had was pretty bad. Barbecue and gherkin.
Yeah.
Who even does that? It seemed kind of a cruel and unusual punishment.
So not a fan.
No.
But we it's because of us that we got the McRib.
Definitely.
Us alone.
Force for evil.
And our podcast. Yeah, wasn't. I like him, but it wasn't amazing. It wasn't like eating rainbows, like I hoped, and pixie dust.
You ever eaten a rainbow?
No.
It's kind of sad.
I wish one day.
It's like
what? Why is it sad? Shouldn't it be
consuming?
Delightful.
Consuming beauty, you know, just taking that out of the world. It's like stabbing a unicorn, like breaking off a unicorn's horn and then just going at it, stabbing it, but it won't die. It won't die. And you just keep on, and it's like, it's screaming, you just like see its folds, and they're just like, what the hell's going on? And you're just like, why won't you die?
You're covered in blood.
Why won't you die, unicorn? And just like, yeah, eventually.
And you have to slowly snap its neck.
Eventually, like, it's like a little eye. Eyes closed, you know, and like they never open again. And you, like a single,
this is a hard way.
Single tear just goes down your eye. It goes down your face, and like, that's when you know your childhood is over. At age 3.
Is that what happened to you?
Yeah.
But rainbows are like cotton candy in the air, right? Right, Jimmy? It's not like stabbing a unicorn to death at all.
Kind of is, though. It is just a bit.
Well, that's a depressing thought. Let's move into something else, then.
Today in the Expanded Universe.
Yes. Two things in Today in the Expanded Universe.
Hardcore Planet Geekers may remember I talked about the show Nuka Break, the web series Nuka Break not too long ago, quite a while ago actually. It's a great web series that is, like, it's based around the Fallout universe. Set in the Mojave Desert. They finished their first season, I think, in 2010, and now they're going to make another one, which is very exciting. They started up an account on Kickstarter to, like, raise money for it. They're hoping for 60,000. Last I checked, they're at 120,000. So they're going to have no shortage of cash for this.
Which one was this?
Nuka Break, that the Fallout one. It was like, I think it was the first one I talked about.
Is this the one where they walk around? There's a couple of them, the characters, and they walk around.
Yeah.
Oh, which one of those?
In the very, like, barest of terms.
Yeah. What you're talking about.
Yeah.
That really was good.
Yeah, it's funny. So, yeah, that's something I look forward to. Hopefully, it should be out maybe late this year, maybe next year. They haven't put up any release dates yet. They haven't even started production.
So they doing a series of 6, or?
I'm not quite sure. I think that was probably the original aim, but now they've got so much support and so much money, we might even get like 10 episodes.
Cool.
Yeah. the other thing I found is there's a real life Portal video. It's pretty funny. Looks pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah, and it'll be up on the Facebook account. Okay, and that's Today in the Expanded Universe.
Cool. Thanks for that, Jimmy.
You're welcome, Michael.
Let's get into Bad Movie Review, Rockloff. Last time we met, you beat me with a mighty rock.
With the most dastardly of tactics.
And I had to watch the movie Star Crush, which is a 1978 science fiction film. Okay. So, I don't know what to say about this because it wasn't overly funny, but it wasn't overly good either. It was just sort of 70s. And the thing that I kept sort of thinking about is that this movie came a couple years after, or came out a couple years after Star Wars. And just to sort of compare this movie to Star Wars, it just gave me so much appreciation for what Star Wars must have been like when it first came out. Like, it must have been ahead of its time. Because this looked like garbage compared to that. And I guess that's why Star Wars stuck around, because it was sort of ahead of its time and was just the universe it sort of created in the first movie alone. So they tried to steal a few things from Star Wars in this. They had the lightsaber. And there was a guy named Emperor. But he was a good guy. So there's these smugglers, right? There's this girl and this dude. And they get arrested. And but then they get... They're freed. Because the Emperor wants them to look for this secret weapon to stop this bad guy. And they want them to find his son as well. And so they're like, okay. And so they go off with this bald guy. I think he's green. And the robot. And this robot, right? He was very comical. Like, and I was like, this seems like this is from a cartoon or something. This guy's voice for this robot. And I looked him up. I'm like, oh, I see. He was in like every 90s cartoon that I ever watched. He was in like DuckTales, Darkwing Duck, The Tick. He was in like, you know, Rugrats. He's in like every single one of them. I'm like, okay, that's why I know his voice. And that's why it's like I'm thinking cartoon when I hear it.
Mm.
Anyway, they go to these planets. First planet was these Amazon women.
Booyah.
And they catch him, but then they get free. Then they go to a ice planet, and they almost freeze to death, but then they don't. And then they go to another planet, has cavemen on it. And the robot gets brutally smashed. Like, you see his whole head thing
and
come off.
And then does the hairiest character carry him around on his back for a while?
No.
Oh.
But the robot sort of got smashed and he's, like, dead. And they catch her, but then she gets free. And because the other dude, he comes out with his lightsaber and he's like... Zoom, zoom, zoom. But the thing was, they didn't use the sounds. Like, obviously they can't use the same sounds.
Mm.
So it was really weird.
Did they use any sounds?
They use some sounds, but it wasn't like the sound. Anyway, so then they go off, and they find the dude they're looking for. You know who it is?
Who?
It's the Hoff, David Hasselhoff.
I have to watch this. That's great.
Yeah, and man, he's acting up a storm. He's great. And, like, you know this robot, right? He saved this girl's life multiple times in this movie before he was destroyed. After that scene, he wasn't mentioned again. They didn't even go, oh, we miss our robot friend, or whatever.
Just build another one.
There was no mention of him. So, anyway, they sort of do a, like, the spaceship fight, and there's, like, do-do-do-do-do-do all over the joint, and so there's stuff happening. Doesn't matter. And then they win. Yay. And then at the end, and then Hoff is like, guess what I've done? There's someone here to see you or some bullshit like that. The robot comes out. He's like, they fixed me. It's like, oh, okay, he's back. Anyway.
So happy endings all around. All thanks to David Hasselhoff.
Happy endings. Yeah, no, I can't.
That's beautiful.
It's really sort of it's real cheesy 70s movie. But that's why it was sort of enjoyable, because it was so cheesy.
Mm.
And they have that 70s hair, and it was just really... It was really...
Blast from the past?
Yeah.
Or should I say, blaster from the past.
And they got that sort of stop animation for, like, robots and stuff. Like, there's a giant sort of thing chasing them at one point, and it's like that stop animation. It just looks so cheesy.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, well, enjoy. I give it 5 stars.
out of 5?
Nah, I'd give it 2 stars.
2 out of 5. Okay.
Two and a half. Can I do that?
Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
So I didn't hate it, but in no means was it good.
Okay. Rock off?
Well, this is the last episode. We don't need to rock for anything.
Let's do it anyway. Okay. I feel like I'm on a roll. I'm going to do scissors, by the way.
Whoever loses doesn't come back next year.
Deal. I'm going to do scissors, by the way.
Well, is this the trick now? Or?
I'm going to do scissors, by the way.
Oh, I see. Scissors, you say?
Yeah. What? You do three. You do one,
yeah,
two,
okay.
Three. Scissors,
we
paper, rock.
We did do three.
Rock.
That was the
no,
third
we
one.
No, we did two. You do one, two, three, go.
Did you see what I was doing?
Yes, I did.
What are you doing
still? Your dark power will not avail you.
I feel like
you ready?
Okay, you ready?
Scissors, paper, rock.
Oh. What the hell, man?
Devious.
You tricked me.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not calling back.
So now it's just going to be Planet Geek with Jimmy Adair.
Planet Jimmy?
Geek Knights of the Geek Table will be officially changed to... damn it, that's what I should have bet on it. It's Geeks of the Round Table now, and you can come back.
No, you got to rock off for it again.
Deal. I'm going scissors.
I think we should do a poll.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No. Let's do it. We'll do it on the page. This is exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, but not right now.
We'll do it on the Facebook page.
Can't be bothered.
I'll set it up.
Well, that seems shifty. Maybe I should just rock off for it now.
If you want, I'll do scissors.
All right. You ready?
Yeah. Are we going?
What? I don't want you to tell me what you're doing.
I'm doing scissors, though.
Uh-huh.
Is the thing.
Yeah. Okay.
But we should probably announce what we're doing, like, once we've done. I last round, I did paper, he did rock. Even though I said I did
this
scissors.
Isn't going to the podcast.
If it isn't. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Scissors. I'm doing scissors, by the way. Scissors, paper, rock. Damn. Doesn't count.
What do you mean doesn't count? So it's the Knights of the Geek Table.
Geeks
are and it's official.
Nah.
That's a rock off.
Nah, bro. Nah.
You thought you were tricking me, but I was tricking you all
okay,
along.
Okay, okay. Best out of three. I have one, you have one. I'm doing scissors, by the way.
No, well, I see how what you're doing. The thing is, I've already won.
I've won one as well, though, and I don't feel like I got a prize for it.
All right, fine.
I'm doing scissors. Or do you want to do the poll instead?
Why are you so confident with the poll?
Because I feel like I have the bad name. I honestly do.
All right, we'll do the poll. Are you ready to end it?
Yeah, let's do it.
End our lives? I put poison in now. Dr. Pepper's.
Yeah, I figured. I taste it.
That's that funny taste, aftertaste.
Yeah, I'm going to get in the car as quickly as possible and start driving. So so I can die on the road. Take some fuckers with me.
Well, that's a morbid, kind of insane way to look at it.
Yeah, I just can't stop thinking about that unicorn I stabbed.
You feel guilty?
Odd I should think about. No, not guilty. At the end of the day, it was either like him or me. But odd I should think about it after all this time.
And the fairies are watching you? And I'm just crying.
There's no such thing as fairies. Don't be an idiot.
The leprechaun.
You're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing yourself. And worst of all, you're embarrassing the podcast.
Where did the unicorn come from? Who was riding him?
No one's riding him. He was in the woods.
Okay.
God, don't you know anything? Anyway, let's do it. How do we finish? Because I don't have anything here.
Oh, I was just going to fake everyone. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Give all the info. So, that's about the end of the show. We are going on a short break.
For a...
mid-year break. For...
2 months.
Yes. Maybe about 2 months. And when we come back, it should be slightly different.
Hopefully we'll be
10% more professional. That's it. 10%, guys. That's a lot. That's all we can give you.
Hopefully we'll be on NBR Radio. North Beaches Radio. Hopefully we'll be on Northern Beaches Radio. It's a community station. And yeah, we'll be doing an hour-long show there.
Yeah, but we'll still be putting up the podcast. So
yeah.
All our overseas listeners, I laugh as I say, can still get our podcast.
Yeah.
And plus, you don't want to be like, oh, it's 8:30 on Monday night. I guess I have to put the radio on now.
Although, like, wouldn't the world be so much better if people did do that? Yes, I think so.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that.
Mm.
There'll be lots of new stuff and maybe some old stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, to pass the time, in the meantime, go back and listen to the past episodes. Some of them are good.
Mm.
And you can find them at planetgeek.podomatic.com and they're all up there. Or you can go straight to iTunes, type Planet Geek in the search bar and we will be there. Please subscribe and you'll get each episode as soon as they're up. Don't forget to go to our Facebook page, Planet Geek. All the videos and links will be up there. So this will be our last recording at North Sydney TAFE.
Big thanks to everyone who's ever come on the show or listened to the show. Big thanks to North Sydney TAFE as well for
having us. Have to thank Margaret Purcell and Peter Gage for letting us use the studios here, and we appreciate it.
Yep.
Muchly.
This is Planet Geek saying, stay classy, Sydney.
Oh, hang on.
Something else, no way twice.
You said all that, so I won't say that. Thank you, Jimmy.
And thank you, Mike.
Thanks for coming in every fortnight. And it's been fun.
It's been a crazy journey.
All you can hear is on the podcast me cackling away each week. I think I enjoy it more than anyone else, which is sad. But yeah, thanks. It's been good. It's fun.
Right,
can't wait to come back and do the radio show. Anyway, goodbye, and remember to keep checking the Facebook page for any new videos over the next 2 months, and also we'll be putting up there like when we're coming back.
And so ends.
Does that make sense?
The most long-winded goodbye speech of all time. Thanks for listening, and we're out.
Bye.
Attack the Earth, they're wiping out our race. Can we be saved? Can we live through today? Would you die here for this? So let's be brave, make the faster.
my life.
You know I'm yours.
I have the hottest wife.
You got into a fight.
And I ripped out his throat. A Game of Thrones. No one's as small as me, small as me. I guess the imp is what they're calling me, calling me. And Jon Snow into the wall with me, wall with me. A Lannister always pays his debt, so don't screw with me.
I'll need a horse heart now, now I've come to love my man.
Man, your brother wants the crown, crown him if I can.
Can I walk right through the fire, fire burning like the sun?
Sun and stars has gone away. Oh, we don't get to play.
Play this deadly game.
The giant wall and dragons born. The dwarf stands tall and seven kingdoms torn. Winter's coming, survival is the goal. But heads will roll. A Game of Thrones.
My name is Vermin, my name is Vermin, Vermin Supreme. My name is Vermin, my name is Vermin, my name is Vermin, Vermin, Vermin Supreme. And you can vote, and you can vote, and you can vote for me for president if you want to. And my name is Vermin, and okay, thanks very much for coming out today. Oh, one more thing. Jesus told me to make Randall Terry gay with magic sprinkled up.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Supreme. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right.
He's turning gay.
All right.
Gay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. It feels so good to say goodbye. When I'm with you, I want to die. And all that time was such a waste. I never want to see your face. I just want to get the fuck away.
Before you know it, your cup's overflown. You measure no one that I've ever known, and it's quite alright. And goodbye for now.
Hey, this was really fun.
We hope you liked it too.
Seems like we've just begun when suddenly we're through. Goodbye, goodbye, good friends, goodbye. 'Cause now it's time to go. But hey, I say, well that's okay.
'Cause we'll see you very soon, I know.
Planet Geek.
Let's move on.
Okay.
It's really awkward, though. I feel awkward. Joel feels awkward.
I don't feel awkward.
You're making
Joel
things
feels,
awkward.
Joel feels a tiny bit awkward. I can speak for Joel. Don't
you're
feel
making
awkward.
Us feel awkward.
I don't.
You're
I don't,
so, you're
I,
so loser.
I don't think. I do not think that's true at all. And I don't lose.
You already know you're gonna lose. So
I don't
that's why
lose
you're
though.
Making
that's
excuses on the first.
Joel,
question.
You've known me a very long time. Have I ever lost?
I don't think you've ever admitted to losing.
Have I ever lost though?
I don't think you've ever known that you've lost.
I think it's
you've heard it. Never known defeat.
Yeah, I've heard the podcast, unlike you, and you lose, like, every week
I
now.
I very much doubt that. I think if any of our listeners heard that, they would say that to me. They would come out and, like, say, hey, Jimmy, you finally lost. And I'd be like,
well,
what?
I hope they do.
19-year streak.
Listeners, tell Jimmy that he's a loser, and he loses each week.
Okay, yeah, if any of our listeners say that I lost, then I'll admit defeat.
What's that?
If any of our listeners say that I lost without prompting from either of you, then I will say that I lost.
You will say it where?
To myself. While I cry myself to sleep.
And Jimmy will say it
utterly,
on the next podcast.
Utterly destroyed.
You'll cry yourself to sleep for at least a week.
Yeah, I will probably take my own life.
What's it get to that extreme?
Oh, it's one or the other.
Oh, yeah, cry.
Live life
cry
in
to sleep.
Live life in extremes. Anyway, second question.